I stare at the curlicues of magic swirling through the brown liquid in my porta cauldron. The stupid piece of equipment should be heating faster. This flora grow potion is due tomorrow, so I have to finish enough to turn in, or my grade in AP potions will take a serious hit. Probably not a good look for a girl trying to go to college for potion work. The numbers on my alarm clock glow from my bedside table. 2:32 a.m. It's only 2 weeks after winter break and my sleep schedule is already shot. That's cool. Who needs rest anyway? I was stuck singing in a choir performance at our school's Salute to America concert until 8, so I probably shouldn't have decided to pick an extra complicated brewing project for tonight's assignment. I could have just done a simple cold curing potion instead, but I couldn't resist brewing something new. I stick my temperature gauge into the liquid. It beeps loudly, the sound piercing the quiet of our apartment. I wince. Hopefully, Mom is sleeping deeply enough to not have heard that. Sometimes she has insomnia, so she'll sit awake doing Sudoku puzzles. But I checked before I started brewing, and the lights were off in my parents' room. The temperature gauge shows that the potion is done heating, so I turn down the burner and focus on the liquid. I concentrate to activate my magic sight, which allows me to see the web of invisible magical energy that exists in every physical object. The thin, silvery filaments of magic come into view, twisting and turning within the liquid. The shape and movements of magic reflect an object's physical properties, and speed correlates to heat, so the magic in this heated potion moves quickly. I mentally reach for the magic, bending it to my will. The strands vibrate, still holding to their natural patterning, then begin to weave themselves into the lattice framework I have in mind. Once the lattice is complete, the liquid thickens and turns from brown to a brilliant emerald green. I reach for the magic one last time to seal my intention into the potion. Growth, life, green, natural things. I hold those thoughts in mind and push them toward the potion. A thread of my magic wisps out of my head. In it, I see flashes of the images I held in my mind. Once it sinks into the cauldron, the liquid shivers, and then the potion is done. Nice. Time to test this bad boy out. Thankfully, Dad approved me testing this flora grow on one of his beloved plant babies yesterday. Dad is a total herbology nerd. He works for Green Witch, that big eco-management company that hires herbologists to maintain Florida's natural landscape. Caring for plants isn't just a job for him, though. Our apartment is stuffed full of useful herbs, miniaturized trees, and flowers he's magically adjusted to smell stronger. He's even got a collection of magic hybrid plants. There are ghost palms that are invisible except for a faint blue-green glow. Midair plants that float through our apartment in search of patches of sun. Frost ferns that emit tiny puffs of cold air to chill their surroundings. And several others that have come in handy for my more ambitious brewing projects.